Guys, my name's Jenna Martin. I'm from Entrepreneurially Her, and I'm so excited to share with you the joy of Facebook groups for your business. And don't leave just yet if you've tried Facebook groups and it hasn't worked for you. Most women get them up to about 200 followers and then they quit, not knowing the full potential. I started off my group not even having a product. I grew my group to 5,000 members in 5 months. It's now 30,000 strong. So I feel pretty confident in saying that I can help you grow a successful and thriving group. And that comes to point number one of why I love groups is that you can set a foundation to grow a thriving community that not only loves what you do, but is willing to purchase and even invite their friends. And I have an episode coming up about it. And once it's ready, you'll be able to find it in the description. But it's so amazing. Unlike any other platform, Facebook groups helps bring people that love you and love your work and want to be around you into the potential of this thriving community. That's so much fun, and you can inspire women around the world, and there's no maximum to the amount of people you can attract in groups. So mine's now 30,000 strong and growing, and you can do this for your business too. So as you're growing your business, it's important to collect, the people coming in so you don't lose sight of who was initially interested in your work. And most people do that through email lists, which are extraordinarily important because we never know what'll happen to each different type of platform. But what I love about groups is you can have everyone come to that the same space, and just really get to know each other and get to know your work over time. And in doing so, they have more touch points with you. So they say, a lot of experts say you need to connect with people 10 to 20 times to bring them from warm leads to hot leads to purchase your content. That's a lot to keep up with. So from my perspective, in groups where you can schedule your content and you can schedule lives and host events, those are a lot of points for people to connect with you, to start to trust you, to start to be inspired by you, and then connect with you to purchase your programs, and services. I also love groups for the second reason that it is semi-private. Obviously, people from the outside, if you set it up, can't see in, but there's always new people coming in. So it's not like hyper-private, but it's private enough to the point where I notice that people are more willing to open up about what they're struggling with, about what they do for a living, like just everything. So to me, it's just this beautiful space to have more authentic conversations, to have people engage more because it's not completely 100% public. And so it can kind of have this close-knit feeling, that also helps bring people in to learn more about you, to be more open, and then more open to your products and services. And thirdly, going back to your email list, before people even enter your group with Facebook groups, you can set up questions. I have a video on that I'll also post in the description. And it's amazing what you can do with those two or three questions before they even enter the group, because you can really set the tone for someone to connect with you by letting them know they can post immediately when they get in the group to share something special. You can ask a heart-opening question so that they know you really care and really want to know what's going on for them. And also you can ask for their email, which is super awesome because then you're not only having them join your Facebook group, but they're also on your email list, which means you can connect with them even further. So I really believe the questions leading into your Facebook group are so important for setting the tone of how to interact, how to connect, and just builds that inherent trust and like, this is going to be fun and provide value. So to me, those questions are invaluable. There's so much you can do with them to really set the space for success within your group. And if you know me, you know that I love summits and events and bringing women together and podcasts and all the things, and all of those can be hosted in front of your audience, in front of your group. And then when they come out, like actually in the podcast, or if you're trying to create leads for a summit, everyone's there in the group. So you have an audience who's excited and ready and waiting to learn the next thing and take the next step. So that if you have guest speakers coming in, They can offer a lot to a lot of people, but they also can gain a higher following as well. And that's my favorite place to be, is when there's a win-win for everyone. Okay, real quick, this episode is sponsored by Jessa Bellman. Jessa, thank you so much. You're such a beautiful person. And she is a digital product coach. She runs the Template Creator Society, which is thriving, let me tell you. Jessa has also sold over 125 products on Etsy, along with building a membership of over 5,000 members. And let me tell you, having seen it, it's such a thriving space where women are connected all around the world and finding success with digital products. As a mom of four tiny humans, she's passionate about passive income and investing your time in things which are able to grow over time and are scalable. And you can see the beauty of her products here. It's just gorgeous. Learn how to create and sell templates and printables in the Success Club for Digital Product Sellers. Join the Template Creator Society today for only $7 a month and get instant access to a library of training, done for you templates, clip arts, mock-ups, and more. Jessa, you've helped so many women. We so appreciate you, and thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being today's sponsor. Be sure to find Jessa in the link in the description, along with our speaker's information, and let's continue. Lastly, and probably the most important thing that I love about Facebook groups, at least as a business owner, is that again, it creates multiple touch points for you to naturally even just reach out to someone through messages. So if you're afraid of cold messaging or it doesn't resonate with you, Facebook groups really create a very unique opportunity for you to reach out naturally. You could have a monthly gift where you reach out to everyone. You could reach out to let them know there's an update within the group that they might want to be aware of. There's so many different ways that you can naturally connect or inspire them to come comment and post in the group for something extra special that's happening that you would love for them to be a part of. So that no matter what the algorithm is doing, you can still connect with your audience very easily and naturally. So that's why I love groups. I'll have more videos coming out about growth, engagement, and sales based around groups. And I'm so excited to share with you that below we have a free 5-day training about how I got my group to 5,000 members in 5 months, the biggest part of it being the name of my group and why. So you're really going to want to check that out. And then on the other end of that, there's a course you can take that's so beneficial, but the free training within itself will give you so many juicy tidbits, you won't want to miss it. So I hope to see you there. My name's Jenna Martin, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.